Hello and good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're just conducting a very short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? And to which political party are you registered with? Republican? Democrat?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you, now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? And if you already have voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. But are you definitely going to vote? Very likely.
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Definitely.
Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? Polling place
in person.
On election day? In person. Okay, thank you. Okay. And what is your main racial or background? Asian American, white Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. Is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, you will now be given the list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Cindy Lerner. Favorable or unfavorable, no opinion or never
favorable.
Heard. Thank you. Very favorable.
She's my neighbor, somewhat? Actually.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Good figures, huh? Really? How close by?
I could walk. Just
nice.
A block away. Yeah.
So, very favorable. Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And Richard Prashnik.
I've never heard of him.
Okay.
No.
And Raquel Regalado?
Favorable, yes, I've heard of her.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, Kamala Harris. Same question. How do you?
Super unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Extremely.
Now, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Miguel Quintero, Carlos Garin, Daniela Lavín Cava, or Mr. Salomo, I'm sorry, I got the name here.
Cava.
Okay.
I'll go for Cava.
Okay. Ms. Daniela Lavín Cava?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Lavín Cava?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnik? I believe that's
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Definitely. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado or her campaign in Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission, if it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
No difference at all. Okay. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner, her campaign for Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, just a few short demographic questions so we can finish for classification purpose only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, conservative, or your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Some college, high school, some college graduate with a subject?
Graduate school.
Okay, thank you. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican,
Cuban.
Colombian? Okay, thank you. Here we go, Cuban. In your home, did you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally?
Mostly English.
Okay, thank you. Mostly English, but speak some Spanish? Is that correct?
Yes.
Or you always speak English?
Well, some Spanish.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay.